There's some laws in the Tiki'ot. Tiki'ah, Shevarim, Teruah, Tiki'ah. Of course, the Tiki'ah is a straight sound. Do. And the Ashkenazim have a custom to put like a tail at the end of it. But really, according to the Sfaradim, the proper way to blow the Tiki'ah is just a straight sound, like the Gemara calls it Peshuta. Peshuta means it is Pashut. Regarding the Shevarim, Shevarim is three sounds, and the Halakha says they must be done in one breath, and that's Ma'akev. If the Tokeya breathes in between the Tiki and the Shevarim, so then already he has to do it over again. It's Posel Afilu B'di'abad. And of course, the three sounds have to be separate from each other. When it comes to the sound of the Tiru'ah, the different minhagim, some blow it in the short staccato sounds, tu 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 tu, and some blow it lulu 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 lulu. Whatever the custom is, both of them are kasher. When it comes to Shevarim Tiru'ah, there's a machloket amongst the Rishonim if they have to be in one breath or two separate breaths. So therefore, Yire Shamayim Yotzei Yideh Shenehem. In the Tiki'ot de Miyoshev, that's the first 30, you blow the Tashnat in one breath. If you look in your Ma'zor, you'll see there's a Makaf connecting the Shevarim to the Tiru'ah. The teacher said it's done in one breath, whereas the other Tashnats are done in two breaths. Now, even though you're doing it in one breath, there must be a little separation between the Shevarim and the Tiru'ah. They shouldn't be totally connected. The Ben Wa'ari writes in the Shana Kavanot that when the person is listening to the Shofarot, each section is mitaken another area of sin. So in the first 30 kolot, the Miyoshev, it's the Batel the Yetzirara of Avodah Zarah. In the silent Amidah, it's the Batel the Yetzir of Gilui Arayot. And in the 30 of the repeat of Musaf, it's the Batel the Yetzir of Shefichut Damim. And in the 10 of Kadishat Kabbal, it's the Batel the Yetzirara of Lashon Hara. So therefore, the Tikiot themselves have the ability to minimize and destroy the Yetzir when it comes to the three cardinal sins and Lashon Hara.